This is not a good you are listening to WJBK Radio 15, home of the good guys, my daddy.
Our Detroit Skyline guest this morning is a man whose face you have probably never seen, but whose voice, I'm sure, you have heard many times, and we speak of Clarence Nash. Hello, Clarence.
Morning, Clark.
Nice to have you with us today. How about speaking in the voice that people know you better by?
Well, it's really nice to be here in Detroit and on WJBK.
Now, that, of course, is the famous Donald Duck.
Just an old quack.
Just an old quack.
You've been doing this for many years now, haven't you?
Oh, yes, I've been doing it a pretty long time.
Did this thing sort of come about accidentally with you? How did you discover that you were able to talk in a duck-like voice?
Well, that goes way back when I was a boy. I had a lot of pets. One of my little pets was a billy goat. I'd feed him on a bottle. When I'd leave him, he'd cry. And I'd imitate that cry. And one day I was thinking, say, that's an extra voice. Maybe I can say words with it. And the first thing I thought to say was, Mary had a little lamb with it. And when I did that, I realized that there was something that was going to pay me. It was going to pay off for me. I didn't realize it would be picture work, cartoon work. At that time, the Chautauqua Lyceums were going on in vaudeville. And probably Chautauqua Lyceum may have been before your time, because you look as though you don't know much about that.
No, I'm afraid you're right.
Well, the old Chautauqua it started out in Chautauqua, New York, Lake Chautauqua. If it started someplace else, it might have been Detroit if it had started there, you know. But it started out as a religious platform. And there were many notable speakers that were on that platform later on, such as William Jennings Bryan, and Madame Schumann Hank was on our circuits also.
It was a sort of a vaudeville type of thing.
Yes, it was really started out more in lectures and ministers, and then they decided to have some entertainment to go along with it. Well, I did both vaudeville and Chautauqua Lyceum, and then that work began to dwindle when radio and the talking pictures, which we call them in those days.
Well, how did the voice and Donald Duck get together?
Well, that's it. Just coming to that, I finally came down to Southern California. I was newly married and shortly afterwards out of a job. Depression began to hit. We came down to Southern California from San Francisco. And the first thing I did was get a radio appointment that paid me pretty well. In those days, that was it wasn't much, but it was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 3 years after that particular radio broadcast, I received a lot of letters from friends saying, we don't hear you anymore. And on radio, so I went down and offered my services free on this same show. And that night, Walt Disney heard me. The strangest thing, in the meantime, all this time, for about 2 or 3 years, everybody said I should meet Walt Disney. I never got around to meeting Walt Disney, but shortly after that broadcast, I was driving along the street one day I hadn't been on before, and I saw a picture of Mickey Mouse, and it said Walt Disney Studios, home of Mickey Mouse. So I just pulled over to the curb, left a little circular advertising my work. I was in an advertising department for a milk company. I asked the girl there, the switchboard operator was the receptionist also. I asked her to give it to somebody that might be interested. 2 days later, I was called down to the studio to do some bird imitations. You see, I'm an imitator of birds and animals and all. So the director wanted to know what else I could do. I give him my act. And while I was doing it, he pulled down on a little lever. It was on the intercom. It went up into Walt's office. And Walt came down. He heard me. I gave a little canary bird. I've lost that canary bird now, about 20 years ago, I guess. It was a pretty little sound, too. Then I recited, Mary Had a Little Lamb. I said, Mary has a speech to make. Then we step out the back door to hear the baby chickens, baby turkeys, baby ducks, then Papa and Mama Duck. Walt, of course, was standing in there, and he said, gee, there's a talking duck. Mm-hmm. The strangest thing, the producer of that radio show I was on, as I was leaving the studio that day, here was the producer, the former producer of the radio program, and he's working for Walt, too. And he says, hey, Walt heard you that night. He was going to look you up. So it was just one of those things that there was just, someday it had to be. It just had to happen.
That's how Donald Duck was born.
That's how I was born.
So we changed Mary into a duck.
How old is Donald now?
Well, he's 29 now. Mm-hmm. I've worked for Walt now about 30 years. I didn't come to work for him steady until it'll be 29 years last December. But I worked for him off and on a few pictures.
Mm-hmm. Listen, Mr. Nash, we're going to have to wrap this up here. I certainly appreciate talking to you and your friend Donald Duck. And you're here, I think we should mention you're here in the interest, in Detroit, in the interest of the Walt Disney movie Son of Flubber and also the opening of the Mai Kai Theater, the beautiful new theater out in Livonia.
Oh, yes, and it's really a pleasure to be here.
Yes, and we have a very interesting young man that I'm sure you're going to meet, too, who did a mighty nice job on Son of Flubber.
That's Tommy Kirk, and we'll be talking to him.
Yeah, that's right.
Thanks again.